You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Okay, so I've just been listening to Tim Johns, and a chap is telling me all about Audio Boom. Now, I know about Audio Boom, but I know a lot of people don't. So what's your name?
I'm Andy Backhouse from Smoke Radio in the Big Smoke, and I've just been talking about Audio Boom, and I've been dragged in as the expert, so I'm going to wing it and pretend I know all about it. They specialise in kind of newsy content and cutting-edge stuff. They limit it, unless you pay for a membership. Really racking my brains here. You can only play little bite-sized
clips. It's 10 minutes,
clips.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Because our generation, as students, we've got a short attention span.
We've no patience whatsoever.
Yes, I'm
surprised we made it through this, to be honest.
So they chop it down, which is hard editing, isn't it? Chopping it down to the really nuggets. But that's what Audio Boom do. And they seem to do, like, I will upload as an experiment, because what do I do instead of having a life, you know? Upload the same thing to MixCloud and the same thing to Audio Boom. It will get three times as many hits as on Audio Boom, so it's they know what they're doing.
Very shareable.
Yes.
Because a lot of talk has been about whether or not people share audio without visuals to go with it. But I think Audio Boom's paving the way to that becoming a little bit more popular.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So. Yeah, we were just talking about that because it's like on the bus with your mates, you can easily show a video or a GIF and laugh at it on a screen, but you can't go, oh, listen to this.
Yeah, you need a headphone splitter, otherwise you've got to get their oily earbuds in your ears.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unhygienic.
Audio Boom makes that more painless.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.